WGN, here's Todd Navarette. He is the platform general manager at Bettenhouse Automotive in Tinley, Lockport, Orland Park, and Bettenhouse Mobility. Hi, Todd. You're on WGN.
Hi, John. How are you? Thank you very much for having us on. We appreciate it.
How's business?
Business is good. Business is actually great. Over the last 4 or 5 days, we've experienced a ton of customers and a lot of new car sales, so it's been great.
To what do you attribute that?
Well, I think that the first and foremost, Stellantis right now has really been supporting the customers. We've got tremendous rebates and great customer incentives right now. The other thing is that at Bettenhausen, we've been playing a lot of offense in the first quarter. We've ordered hundreds of vehicles. So we've got a super large selection right now for customers to go ahead and find that perfect vehicle for them. And then obviously what we're going to talk about, you know, these pending pre-tariffs, there's a little bit of sense of urgency out in the market too. People want to come in, see what we have, and see how they can go ahead and get some new vehicles in the house.
I saw on your website it's like 375 new vehicles, and I didn't think car dealers post-pandemic carried that many cars.
We've been playing offense. We've been pretty aggressive. We want to make sure that we are stocked up for the spring and the summer market, especially with having two Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations. You know, we have our new Lockport facility that you mentioned, and then we have our Tinley Park store that's been in business for quite some time. So we want to make sure we've got a lot of selection and kind of cover the Southside market when it comes to Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
What's the number one selling vehicle for you guys?
The Jeep Grand Cherokee has really been a staple for us, and right now we're experiencing a lot of momentum with the spring and summer with the Jeep Wrangler as well, which is a super fun vehicle for people to have when the weather starts to break. Yep.
So when people come in, you said the last few days it was pretty robust for the reasons you listed, and certainly the sense of urgency is with the pre-tariff that is going to be announced maybe in a few hours. It maybe it'll not be as onerous as it could be. We just don't know. Do you have a feeling for what's going to happen later this afternoon?
No, I think you just hit it right. We just don't know. I mean, the situation is really fluid. There's a lot of daily discussions being held on how this will be handled. Could have a limited shelf life on some of these pre-tariff vehicles, but I'm glad we have hundreds of them.
Yeah,
so I think we're in a great position.
But are your vehicles made in the United States? I know that anymore, the nameplate doesn't tell you where it's made. Toyotas are made in America and Chevys are made in Mexico, so it maybe is hard to say. Would your vehicles be affected, say, the ones that come in Thursday, with those, you know, post-tariff, would they be impacted by a tariff?
The majority of our vehicles are made in the USA. There are some models that aren't. And then again, depending on some of the parts, maybe. But again, we don't know how that situation is going to be handled. It's just super fluid right now.
Yeah,
but the majority
right.
of our vehicles are made here. Yep.
And I guess the fear, though, is still, maybe I would go to your place and buy a car on Tuesday rather than Friday, because if the market has a reduction in vehicles, or the foreign cars are so much more expensive, more people want to buy domestic, and I won't blame you for getting whatever you can for a vehicle, so maybe the price of even the domestic vehicles goes up. That's certainly to your advantage. Did people talk about this in the last few days when they came into your showrooms?
No, and I don't know how much people have been driven to our showrooms for this reason, John, yet. I think a lot of the people that were coming into our showrooms just like the brand, especially, you know, our new car buyers. You know, there's a lot of loyalty there, so they're coming back. And then they are looking at us, though, to kind of turn on our financial consultant hat and help educate them on what's possibly pending. And they're very pleased to know that when they come on our lots that there's not just a few selections. We've got a ton of vehicles. So I see this riding out for, you know, for the rest of the spring and into the summer, that we've got this large selection.
I see.
But right now, definitely, you know, with the incentives and the customer rebates that Stellantis has put on these vehicles, it's a great time to buy right now.
Yeah.
Great time to lease a vehicle, too.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, leasing is a great option for customers. Stellantis has some incredible programs right now, and leasing, I've always thought of leasing as, call it like it's a great bridge vehicle, right? Especially for times like these when there might be some uncertainty out there.
Yeah.
To be able to go ahead and lease a vehicle and know for 3 years, maybe 3 years when the lease is up, you're in a position where it's really going to benefit you or it's going to benefit you, right? You, depending on the market conditions, if the vehicle is worth more than what that predetermined value is, you win. And if it's worth less, you win too, because you can just turn the keys in and start all over again. So leasing is a great option for customers as they come to see us. We're going to be presenting a lot of leases to customers. So I think it just makes sense right now.
Some people in the pandemic benefited from that. That was for sure. A thing that said that the average new vehicle price is around $48,000 now. And on your website, you've got cars at 23 and you've got them higher than 43. How are people paying for cars these days? What percent would you say finance them? Do people come in with cash? I mean, can you just give me kind of an overview? I'm sure it's a little bit of everything, but it just seems like those numbers are not what we used to pay. So how do people do that now?
I think everybody's just gotten used to it, whether you got used to very low interest rates or you got used to some of the higher interest rates that we've experienced. I think that the finance numbers, it's maybe changed by a few points, but otherwise I think that 60 to 65% of people are still financing vehicles.
Yeah.
And I think that when you are able to pay cash, it might be something that, you know, you're interested in doing and you can do. But if you finance, a lot of people also realize that when interest rates do come down, and they will, they can always refinance as well.
What are they paying for the money? What's the interest rate on a car loan right now?
Well, there's different incentives out there. It just depends on the car and what manufacturers are, you know, what Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, what kind of incentives they have right now. We've seen them at as low as 1.9% that Stellantis is supporting their consumers with. So you can, when those come out, you definitely want to take advantage of those.
But I would imagine generally it's 6 or 7%. Is it something in that range?
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes you can even dip below that.
My son said one listener bought a Toyota yesterday, was in two different dealerships on Monday and Tuesday, and the showroom was crazy busy in both locations. I heard from some domestic dealers as well, and they said it was just a very busy weekend for them. And it was because people are anticipating, particularly at a foreign plate, say, but even domestically, that you've got to get these vehicles, or it would be in your interest to try and get these vehicles sooner than later. I don't know if, you know, my question is, do you expect a price uptick after Wednesday? But you don't know, do you? It's just hard to say.
We don't know. We don't. I would definitely say that we experienced the same thing. This weekend was a lot of fun. A lot of customers out there, a lot of vehicles being sold. We had a lot of fun over the last few days.
Yeah.
It's always fun when you're seeing people smile and they're getting the new vehicles, and you just got to offer a great experience, and there's a lot of fun and activity on the showroom floor.
Yeah, there's nothing funner. That's funny, because anytime you buy a car, that's kind of a fun thing. Hey, we got a new car. Must be fun for you guys, because you're not only making a little bit of money on that, but you're experiencing that with a lot of happy people walking out of the showroom floor. One last thing, used car prices are probably staying pretty steady then, right?
Well, for right now, you know, you've got some of these pending tariffs. If prices rise on new vehicles, then you're usually going to see the used vehicles rise too. So if you are in the market for a pre-driven vehicle, you know, again, now is the time to come and take a look and see what we have to offer. We've got the used vehicle megastore that you mentioned earlier. That's usually how it goes, a little hand in hand.
Todd Navarette is the platform general manager over Bettenhausen Automotive in Tinley, Lockport, Orland, and then online as well. Nice to talk to you, Todd. Good luck to you all. Have a continued good month.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you for having us on. We appreciate it.